And so, question was, what Sunday night?
We can't win that last week. Last week. Oh, someone had an issue shyness, I must say. I was like a process. Wow. So, we were speaking about making ice cubes last week. Was that what we That was on Sunday, last Sunday. Someone told me he makes ice cubes on Friday afternoon, Friday night, before Shabbos. He puts ice cubes in. I said, no, Shiloh. He said, I'll come to the shed after I said to him, you refer to all water. He said, yeah. He said, what happens is on Friday night, he takes some ice cubes out to put in his drink. But they're not all done yet. There's still, it's like a surface layer of ice. Inside is there still water. So he wondered now, can he put them back in the freezer now?
Why not?
Simple. Who said you can make them on Shabbos?
Why can't you?
Some say you can. I said, pots say you can't make them on Shabbos.
So
it's a risky share this one. That's the problem. Once you say something's mutter, that's why.
That's it.
It's a dangerous thing. According to Shizda, you can't make it, Lachaira. It's still watery. So if you put your finger through the ice, there's water in there. What?
Fine.
Why?
Then volcanoes. There's
ice cream?
No, it's ice cream.
Sorbet.
There's cake.
Yeah.
That's mostly said because mine's all covered by solid.
But yeah, but he can see it.
He's trying to
get
off in the first place.
You can't see it.
You can see the water.
Yeah, you can't see the water
in
the ice cube.
It's
not melted.
Yeah, but you can see inside
the
liquid. Yeah, it tells me
you can
see a liquid there. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not so sure to say it's all right, but it's a good question, I think. It's a good question. Interesting. Hey, last time we spoke about Roshal medicine on Shabbos. So what we want to speak about tonight was someone's got to take some cream. Someone's got to take some cream. I forgot. We gave an example last week. He's got to take some cream? Savlon. Yeah, he's a chayav kol gof. He's allowed to take savlon on Shabbos. Let's see. The shaila is the big problem there. It's a mamachik to smooth it out of a mamachik. So last time we came out with an eighth of what to do. I couldn't find the lechayim glass at home, but I don't hope everyone chat last week. What I said was, you take a lechayim glass, you fill it up with this savlon inside. So inside your lechayim glass, don't drink it, but you've got a bundle of cream inside that, a bundle of that savlon cream inside your lechayim glass. Take that lechayim glass, and before you do anything, go to the urn, take a cup of water, yeah, which is now Kadesh Sheni. Pour that into a Kadesh Shlishi to make it be safe for everything. You've now got a Kadesh Shlishi. Let's say this is a Kadesh Shlishi here. I take my Lechaim glass and I stick it in here. I don't submerge it in, but I stick it into the hot water. And the Lechaim glass is still above surface level. But the actual cup is stuck in the water. The cream is in the water. The heat is going to melt it and make it into a liquid. Normally you're not allowed to make a liquid on Shabbos. You can't do moilid on Shabbos. You can't dissolve an item on Shabbos. But we said, the Ramah says, le'eis hatzorech, in times of necessity, as long as you're not doing it, be a dying, you're not doing it mamish with your hands, that's like it, it's probably like near a fire. That's mutter to do b'shas atchak. And then you can pour it on your hand, you can rub it on your hand then,
like
actually.
Oil.
What?
Like oil.
It's like oil, there's no b'mayachid, it was finished, so that's a good way of doing it. Yeah? That's what we said last time. Okay. Just the last time we spoke about it, it was necessary for today as well, actually. And that is, we said in Hilchos Refuah, generally, Chazal were very machmir refuah on Shabbos. And they said that a person, normally, if someone's got a slight ailment on Shabbos, it's very hard to know what slight ailment means, I must tell you. I mean, the poskim say often a headache, but it depends. You can have a severe headache. I'm talking about generally, it's talking about a person has got a slight discomfort. That means he's not ill enough to go to bed, and it's not a major thing that's making him schwach. It means there's two options. Either you have to go to bed because it's so painful, that's one. That's called a chole kol gof, that's what we're talking about. Or pshat is, he makes you, the whole body is schwach. It means you might not go to bed, it's not worth going to bed. But the mice has made you schwach all around. Those two are not what we're talking about. We're talking about anything less than that, which does not qualify for an illness enough that Chazal like to take medicine on Shabbos. So Chazal do not allow this to be taken on Shabbos. That's called either mekush ba'alma, or Miktas Choyli. It's slight. Both does not qualify for a medicine to be taken on Shabbos. Hu Adin on Yom Tov, Rafu is also. One may not take medicine on Yom Tov. Actually, where do we know this from? The right section where we know it from. So the Mefarshim, I'm going to dike it from Shulchan Aruch. Let's just see if I can find it. Tachos on our base. Interesting. Doesn't look like it says it clearly in Shulchan Aruch about it. But in Tov Kuf Lamed Beis, the Mishnah Berurah is Medayik, the Mogen Avraham is Medayik in Tov Kuf Lamed Beis. So the Mechaber says in Tov Kuf Lamed Beis, Sif Beis, Kol Refua Mutter B'Chol HaMoed. All medicine is Mutter B'Chol HaMoed. You can take any medicine on Chol HaMoed. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Hainu Shemotah Lass Nachfidah Menoch HaGemurah L'Seich Refua V'Fidah L'Chodesh Ima Zekona Ha'Bi Yom Tov. But on Yom Tov is Osa. Afil Ishna Shlom Mishum Mishuk Mefuah. Even something which is Osa, which is Refuah, Gezeim Shum Shchik Sabodim. A Gezeira, because you might grind it up. Anyone got any questions? So I said on Yom Tov, you cannot take Refuah. I forgot to tell you, there's a reason why Refuah is Osa on Shabbos. Is there's a Gezeira. There's a Gezeira that a person might grind up the herbs to make medicine. That's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. So the Maestro, the Chazal, asked you to take medicine as a Gezeira. So now we're saying, now, who are the Yom Tov? What's the Kasha? What?
It's Muslim Yom Tov.
Oh, that's what the Kasha is. Turkey is Muslim Yom Tov. One of the Melachas are Muslim Yom Tov. What?
La Achila.
What? I'm not sure what you mean. What are you doing with your medicine?
You're asking the toilet for a ma'as achila, something to eat. Not something to rub on your skin.
Good point. What about a tablet you're taking?
Well, what about the tablet?
It would be the same. If
the same as what?
It should be also.
Well, are you eating it?
You don't eat tablets now, Jennifer. It's not.
You're
hungry, you eat tablets.
That's a good tablet, say. I must say, I didn't see that. I think so. That's a good test, like you say. What? But I just must tell you, I'm not 100% sure you're right, because I don't know what Chazal's gazay was. What's it called, this medicine they do now with herbs? What's it called? What is it? You go to one of these doctors in town. What?
Yeah,
what? Herb. What? Is it called herb? No.
Herbal doctor.
Is it? Oh, herbal doctor. I don't know what it's called.
It's natural healing.
Natural healing. All that is herbs.
Dr. Cohen,
yeah. Now, what's that? What's he doing?
7 days with the medicine for a week. No.
Well, you're taking edible medicine. It is. It's eatable. You're eating it. So I'm not sure if it's ethical test. I hear what you're saying. I'm not 100% sure it's ethical test. The mice is a moody. You hear the kasha? It's a moody of kashas, actually. Why did they ask for a Yom Tov? The Chayre Teuchin is one of the Melachas Amutah on Yom Tov. So it's a big kashas, actually. So one of the terutz that we say, which is very, very, again, is terutz, and that is that on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Melachas, but there's a condition. It has to be something which is Shoveh Lechon Nefesh, which is used by many people. Now, there's a big question. Is medicine called Dovah HaShoveh Lechon Nefesh? It's true, people need it, but Baruch Hashem, the majority of people don't need this. So many, many posts can take on that refuah is not a Dovah HaShoveh Lechon Nefesh. Like, for example, a person, because of this, a person, that's a whole shadow, we're having a bath on Yom Tov.
Why?
Let's take it, let's get even better than that. Let's talk. Can a person heat up water on Yom Tov for washing his body?
Why?
The Torah says you can't. That's not called Shoveh Lechon Nefesh. You're doing bishul, cooking, but it's not for a necessary use which most people need. Maybe for your hands, feet, and face, you're allowed to, because that's a general use which is needed. But to heat up for your whole body, besides it, so heat, I'm not talking about that, but besides that, to heat something up for something which is not Shoveh Lechon Nefesh is also do on Yom Tov. So the many possible take on that refuah on Yom Tov is it's not Shoveh Lechon Nefesh. I must say, not everyone agrees, because other people, times, the mice, a lot of people do come not well, and the mice they need medicine. So it's called Shoveh Lechon Nefesh. It's a big question.
The bills, it's Shoveh Lechon Nefesh.
What?
No,
but it doesn't work that. It doesn't work as well. It's like someone falls over in the mud on the object. For him,
it's not
Shoveh Lechon Nefesh
because there are people who will not smoke for no money whatsoever.
That's a big
shadow. Smoking. Heating water, anybody who wants hot water and hasn't got hot water would heat up water to have a bath or a shower or a wash. So why is it Shoveh Lechon Nefesh?
Because certainly inside the Chazal, most people never heat that water for a shower. Most people never heat that water to hot.
If I need hot water, and I always have a shower for some reason, or a bath, or whatever it is, I will heat up the water.
Let's not talk about nowadays. Let's talk about the days of Chazal. Right. Most people didn't heat up water every day to wash their whole body.
Because I did not wash myself, therefore I don't need to. But if I wanted to wash myself today, I would wash. So it's shukran chon nefesh. Every person would heat up water. One on a Sunday, one on a Monday, one on a Tuesday, one on a Wednesday.
Yeah, but it has to be a thing you do every day. Because I look at the item, is this a thing that's needed by people every day?
In the hot countries, maybe they do. I say
now there's definitely not. Now there's a bit shy. I'm talking about inside the Chazal, definitely like that. Inside the Chazal, definitely. The person didn't eat that water every day for a shower. They took maybe once every 2 or 3 days. That was a general person was like that. So you can't say it's a communal, it's a necessary function every day. Nowadays you could try that. I don't know about nowadays. I might say don't allow it. I just say it's a good point. Yeah, sorry.
Don't they say now that it was
what?
Everyone is
ignorant. Yeah, ignorant. Don't help that. Most people don't allow this. I don't know anyone who allows.
Everyone is ignorant now. Going back 60 years, lucky everyone in a bath would be Erev Shabbos.
Don't say that. No, yeah, you're right.
Everybody, every out of the bath, every day.
It's true, but I don't know any poetry was made because of this. The Shlomo Zalman's lawyer at this point, that a Meisa nowadays, everyone picks up baths every day. It's true. But a Meisa, I don't know anyone, the Meisa who's making against what Schopenhauer says. It's a very interesting point, and it's a very valid point. Now it's Shabbat Chomer, but now people have a shower every day. Some people have two showers every day. It's a bath the whole time. So now, the Meisa, Messias has changed. It's true. But I don't know anyone who the Meisa is making because of that. But that's an important criteria as Shabbat Chomer says. Here, on Refuah, many poskim say the reason why Refuah is also on Yom Tov is because it's not Shabbat Chol Nefesh. And therefore, you may not do Refuah on Yom Tov. The Ma'aseh of Shulchan Aruch does say in Tov Tzadi Vov, an interesting halacha, Ein chilek bein rishon l'sheni, there's no difference between the first day Yom Tov and the second day Yom Tov. No chilek. Ela li'inyan meis, okay, that's not relevant to us, v'chein li'chol es ha'ayin. To paint an eye, it looks like that was some sort of medicine. So Moedei Kula, that means it comes out of Kula. On the second day Yom Tov, Chazal waived the Issur of Refuah. They were much more lax in the Issur of Refuah. It says, Hagar Oysha Choy Nishayim Basakona, Api Sha'asam Rishon, even though it's also on the first day, it's Mut on the first day, it's Mut on the second day, B'Sheni Mut Safir Day Yisrael, Chutz, beyond to Sheni Shur Rosh Hashanah, to Shnei Yom Kiddush Achas. On Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yom Tov is like one, that's also on a normal Yom Tov, like Mezmer, this year, it's not relevant actually either, because the second day Yom Tov of Shavuot is Shabbos. It doesn't help us, Meisa. But just in Yom Tov normally would help. The second day Yom Tov normally is going to help you, that's more Kuladik, and you're allowed to take Refuah on second day Yom Tov. We'll see what's allowed. Not everything is allowed, but certain things are allowed. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Shechosh Be'ed of Ketzas, also he speaks out clearly here, yeah? He's slightly ill. Chol Guf HaBorei, the rest of his body is healthy. That means on Shabbos, if you've got a slight ailment, you can't take any medicine. On the second day Yom Tov, they were lax in this, and they allowed someone who's got a slight headache. I mean, obviously, he's got some pain. Yeah, he's taking it. He's got some pain. He's not, the whole body's not feeling bad. On Shabbos, on the first day Yom Tov, it's also to any refuah yourself. Here on Yom Tov Sheni, you're allowed, right? Well, that means everyone should be gesund. But if someone's got a slight headache on the second day Yom Tov, not now when it's Shabbos, but on a normal second day Yom Tov, person's got a slight headache, he may take tablets, paracetamol, whatever tablets you've got, you're allowed to take in order to alleviate that thing itself. That's what's put to do. What? That's a good show. There is a heter in that applies on Shabbos as well. A heter of someone who's taking medicine regularly But you have to know what that means. I mean, it's not so simple. There's two things. There's one thing that's a cause that you can't stop in the middle. That's one thing, like antibiotics. That's much better. But there's some people, let's say, oh, high blood pressure tablets. I'm not saying anything, I might say, I've asked the doctor. But the miser, he takes every day, they say, these tablets. The miser, if he misses that one day in the morning, he takes it later at night, probably it's all right. So I don't know if that's the head of this, even though you're taking it every day.
You
saying there, it could be you've got no head to take it.
I've got certain tablets I have to take for life.
Yeah, but does it make a difference? You take it late at night or early in the morning? That's a shiler. We've got to take every single day. But our question is, what's it called? These blood pressure tablets. Yeah, someone takes blood pressure tablets every single day. So he takes Friday morning, Thursday morning, Wednesday morning. Come to Shabbos morning, is there a problem? He says, I'm not taking Shabbos morning, I'll take the Shabbos night. So you have to ask the doctor. I asked the doctor once. The doctor said to me, you have to know what dose he's taking. I said, you have to know. I understand. So you have to know. The doctor will tell you. And then I said, can you miss out and make it 12 hours later? I understand. I mean, it's not a blanket headache because you're taking a course that you could just take every single time on Shabbos. Yeah. If it's a course which you can't stop antibiotics, that's much better. That's already a lot of possible makeup for, yeah? But we're talking about someone's got a very slight headache, got a slight headache. The mice, he wants to know, can you take a thing on the second day Yom Tov? The answer is he can. So Chazal allowed on the second day Yom Tov, any slight disagree or discomfort, someone's got digestion problems, let's say, for example, his stomach's not working properly.
Why is the head keep second day Yom Tov?
What?
We keep the second day Yom Tov like the first day, so why is it a bit more of a head on the second day?
The Shulchan Aruch is better. The Shulchan Aruch says that they weigh two things. They made Rachman's not for mace, they allowed second day Yom Tov more chodadik, and they allowed for a chodah. The special leniency Chazal made up to make a miscount. Special leniency, right? Normally we keep everything the same. So therefore, paracetamol we're thinking, yeah, indigestion, let's say for example, a slight heartburn, a slight toothache. Obviously, sometimes it can be major, there can be major problems. You could have a headache even on Shabbos, take it. Someone's got a very severe migraine, for example, you could take a paracetamol on Shabbos as well. Depends where how severe the item is. We're talking about it's not very severe, is he allowed to do it? So now, that's also allowed. Milk.
Can I
tell you? Anything which is mild for Bori, anything which is normal healthy people take, there's no issue with form. So here we say, I don't know how it works, let's say, I've never used for heartburn. Someone says that for heartburn, milk is good. Milk people, many people drink milk. There's no problem with that. I don't know what it says, I can't remember what dates are good for. Dates. What?
You can't drink the whiskey on it.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Yeah, you can't gargle it.
You can drink it.
Yeah. Anything from Michael Bream, you're allowed to do.
Can I take my medication on Yom
Tov? Do you need to take it, Moshe? You need to be taken every day?
Yeah.
Then you're allowed to. Yeah, and you can't, Moshe. All right, now, the next one, this bit I'm not 100% clear about, I must tell you, actually. That is, what happens if someone hasn't got medicine available at home? He's got from his next-door neighbour. Can he bring it on Yom Tov?
The problem with me. Without the oath.
That area.
It's not Shabbat Chol Nefesh, but the Issa Drabonon is an Issa Drabonon.
And on the second day Yom Tov, an Issa Drabonon's allowed. So you'll be allowed to carry the medicine from your neighbour. Maybe you should do it with the Shin. I'm not sure that's a good question, right? But you'll be allowed to take that medicine.
Can I not take my medicine?
Let's say he needs it. He'll take it, of course, in the middle of the night. He's got to have every 4 hours of medicine. So he has to be there. Yeah, he needs every few hours a lot of time.
You can carry anything on Yom Tov, which you need that for Yom Tov.
My dear friend, that's where you're wrong. If it's not Shabbat Lechon Nefesh, it's the big shayla.
No, if you intend to sing to shul.
What?
You carry your siddur to shul.
Because everyone needs a siddur. A siddur everyone needs. You hear some of these people don't realize this. Medicine is not Shabbat Lechon Nefesh. It's not so posh that the Chayyim should have to carry. I'm saying,
I take medicine every 2 o'clock. So at 2 p.m. I need to take my medicine. I'm eating out. So can I carry my medicine with me without the aid? Can I carry medicine with me when I eat out at 2 p.m.?
You go to a rabbi, ask that question. The rabbi will ask, are you talking about first day Yom Tov or second day Yom Tov?
First day Yom Tov.
The answer is no.
I need to take that.
So there, a lot of people are making to do with a shinri. If you put it under your hat, you cover it under your hat. It's an interesting question, people don't realise this. It's not shovel a chol nefesh to the chur, it's not supposed to carry it. Medicine. What? You can carry on yom tov only things that are needed by most people. A siddur, a matzah, food, everything that's mutter, no problem. To carry something which is not needed by many people, that's a big shaila. Medicine is a class, according to many poskim, dovah she'en reshabah chol nefesh. It's not needed by everyone. And therefore, there's a problem of hutzah on medicine. What?
So I have to take off all the keys of
my key,
but only one key,
but that's also better, because we might be sure. You have to know, it's a shame that. It could well be after, actually. Could well be after.
You need keys, you need two keys on the key ring to make a noise,
make
it falls down.
Maybe that's a sir, I don't know if that is, I'm not sure. Is that called a sir? When was the last time you need to like, use that, sir? When was the last time?
You know, man, in the air.
Yeah, that is no problem. If you're using the air, you've got no problem at all, yeah? The Meister, what's not allowed though, what's not allowed on second day doctor is, even though you're allowed to do Drabonon, there are some very common Drabonons that are not allowed. The very strict Drabonons are not allowed. What's a strict Drabonon? We're just going over time because Meister's at 10:03. The strict drabonons are melacha kalachayat. That means if I've got someone needs medicine, and the only place to get medicine is from Rosh Hashanah, he can only get it from a public place. Yeah. And he knows that when he comes to fetch that medicine, he's going to have to stop somewhere in the Rosh Hashanah. He can't come straight from there back home. So he's going to have to do an Issa D'Oraisa or Hatzah. That is not a heter, even if you put it under your hat. That kalachayat, even though you're carrying a kalachayat, dikha D'Oraisa, you can't do it. Who are then? Someone's got a bleeding finger. And the Meister, he wants to squeeze it to make the dam come out, to finish off the clean of the wound. That's a melacha she'en sricha l'gufa. You don't want the blood. That is not allowed on the second day of Yom Tov. Those drabonons, kelach hayat, and melacha she'en sricha l'gufa, do not have a heter on the second day of Yom Tov. The only heter you've got on the second day of Yom Tov is a straightforward drabonon. So the marshal, normal taking tablets is mut on the second day of Yom Tov. If you've got from a neighbour in your street, and a calmness, whatever, to take, fetch them, bring them home is allowed, but to go from a deraisa to fetch them from the street, somewhere in the public street, which is a deraisa, and you know you have to stop in the streets, whatever the reason is, you know, there's a car, you have to stop, so you'll be doing an Issa Hutzah min HaTorah on Yom Tov, even though you do Kalach Hayat, put under your hat, that is not allowed. All right, please. Oh, yeah.